Good afternoon, everybody. It is Tuesday, April 9th, 2019. It is 2:00 p.m. We are gathered for the legal counsel update in the Board of County Commissioner Conference Room. We have quite an agenda today. We currently have present Commissioners DeYoung and Morgan. And so item number one is a draft order in the matter of proclaiming the position of the Board of County Commissioners for Josephine County, Oregon, related to the prevention and suppression of wildfires in Josephine County.
At the board's request, we essentially cut and pasted the Jackson County, what they call the proclamation. We don't use those, so we changed it to a resolution. I went through it and kind of took a little bit of a liberty of, now you can see what we've done. A little bit of a liberty where it was clear that the whereas's had not tracked the history of what's occurred in Josephine County, as in whether sort of public hearings had been held, etc. I deleted them. Absolutely, it's the board's document, so you can put in or take out anything you want. But I thought that would kind of be more in line with what the board was hoping to achieve here. There are a lot of whereas. I've never seen this many whereas's, and there's no rule against it. But this is a draft for the board's consideration. My thought would probably be, especially with Commissioner Fowler's absence, you would maybe take this with you, have a chance to review and digest it. We could bring it back to a future meeting.
Okay.
But your summary is we can do this.
Yes, this is a resolution.
Right. Okay.
So you can put anything on here that you'd like, I mean, within a certain level of reason.
Can't put everything I want to say.
It's hard to, you can't probably, but it's hard to come up with anything more to say, I suspect, than what Jackson County has already achieved. Most of it is aimed, as you get down toward the bottom of, it begins the second half of page two, most of it is aimed at the federal authorities, particularly the U.S. Forest Service and the U.S. Bureau of Land Management. And so, that may be the direction you want to go, or maybe you want to say something different.
Now, this is Jackson County's. In effect,
we did a find and replace for all intents and purposes, and that was based on discussions with the board.
Good to have the two be in the same, because we're in the same geographical area,
All right. Of course, the resolution.
I'll read it over, and then when do you want to bring that back? Commissioner Fowler gets to read that.
Convenience.
Okay.
Your call.
Yeah, I want to just take it and study it, and that'll give Commissioner Fowler a chance to do that. But
let's just bring it back next week.
Have to be on Tuesday.
That's next week.
Yeah.
That'll work.
And I may, because let's see, Tuesday's the April. Right, Tuesday's the 16th. So yeah, I can be here. I'll be here the 16th. Yeah, 16th to be fine. Does that work for you?
Yes.
Commissioner?
I don't know. I think so. Let me look. I'm trying to get my calendar up, sorry. I should be here.
Okay. Let's do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so item number two is a Freedom of Information Act request for area covered by mining withdrawals.
Right, and so Commissioner Fowler and I participated with the, I guess you could say, the leadership of the Mining Advisory Committee last week, and the particular request, of course, the board received immediately after that meeting, last Tuesday, a briefing from the chair of the Mining Advisory Committee, and so what the committee has specifically asked through that entity was for a Freedom of Information Act from the county, the Board of Commissioners, in other words, requesting the total acreage and whereabouts of such acreage of all mining withdrawals within Josephine County. A mining withdrawal is a federal order that mining shall not occur on certain federal property.
Yes. Are these existing claims? A lot of these are existing claims that are on federal property that were allowed to mine, and now they're lifted from that? They're not allowed to mine?
Yes.
And that happened with the... this recent...
It's happened over the course of many years.
Okay.
Now, keeping in mind, with mining, you've got prospecting and you've got claims. And so miners do both, you see. And so sometimes they do have an actual claim, and that could be subject to a withdrawal, though oftentimes the claims, from what I understand, are left in place. I think the larger concern with withdrawals is the prospecting.
Which is the actual mining itself.
It's trying to find where they're going to set up a claim.
Oh, okay. Prospecting is exploratory.
Okay.
What good does so you do the exploratory and you file for a claim and you can't do anything with it?
Yes, because it's been withdrawn, because that area has been withdrawn. That's an effect of a mining withdrawal.
Is part of the fact that you have a claim that you are working that claim? Seems to me that there was something in the claim part of it, that if you had a claim, you had to do certain things to the claim in order to keep the claim
100 hours, yeah. My understanding is 100 hours a year of work must be done on that claim. There's one of the rules. There's a myriad of rules that overlay mining, federal, state especially, and the feds require that miners maintain their claim and work on it 100 hours. It's an active claim.
An active claim means you are actively mining, or you are just actively
mining, looking for gold.
Okay.
Or the other minerals they may look for.
Yes.
Since
valuable
we have
minerals.
Many. Right.
Sure. So.
Okay, so the ask is that we ask for the information instead of requiring them to do it.
Yes, Tom Kitcher of the committee provided the email that's in your packet, and that's the specific request that the committee is making of the board.
And what is the cost of that for us?
That's to be determined depending on the level of documentation. We can certainly ask for a fee waiver, however. I can do that at the board's.
Well, we should always ask for that.
Oh, yes. So you can put a cap on there, say, I don't know, it'd be arbitrary at this point. There may be significant documentation, and there may just be one report that they.
What's this under item two? As a government entity, Josephine County is eligible for a fee waiver on all FOIA requests.
That's his assertion, yes.
Okay. But he doesn't list anything.
No, but we would pursue a fee waiver.
I would support us making the request, of course, with the fee waiver request, but as outlined in that email to both the agencies.
I think it's important to know how much they pulled out of it in Josephine County. It might be very substantial.
Yeah, it's subject to conjecture at the moment. I mean, even the Mining Advisory Committee members who are pretty steeped in this stuff don't have the numbers.
They're on the numbers, right.
So.
And the way it stands right now, you can't explore anymore. You can't prospect anymore.
Within the withdrawn areas.
Within the withdrawn areas.
Yes.
Okay.
However large or small they may be. And that's what the request is designed to identify.
Okay. Okay. I think we need to request the minimum withdrawals from the FOIA.
Okay. We'll submit that and keep the board posted.
Okay.
All right, next item is additional subjects matters from commissioners. I was approached by Curry County with an ask of us to support Steve Byerland's lobbying efforts on our behalf regarding the Rogue River and the specifically House Bill 2379, which is supporting us. So, the county's entered into contract with the Army Corps of Engineers a good 50 years ago or so about the dam on the Rogue River, as well as the fish hatchery requirements for fish being released and all that process. They have been grossly underachieving their goals. And so our board supported a letter of no confidence and participation with Curry County. We took those letters and packets to Washington, D.C., trying to solicit help from our congressional delegation out there, and they all actually were very supportive of trying to get us help. At the same time, our state representatives drafted House Bill 2379 to try to get help for that as well. The Army Corps of Engineers have been found to have at least $12 million worth of damage and inefficiencies of the coal fish hatchery that are not working properly. So Byerland has been taking up the advocacy and producing all the paperwork and all that other kind of stuff. And Curry County is asking that each of the three of our counties that are in contract with them basically reimburse Byerlin for his costs, essentially as a lobbyist on our behalf, since he's been doing most of the legwork on our behalf. And I wasn't really sure where to go next with that. I received a phone call from Commissioner Pash with Curry County, as well as a follow-up from Schmelzer, which I can forward to you. But the bill did pass out of the Natural Resource Committee and is going with a do pass recommendation to the floor vote up at the state capitol. So it is something that's getting support and moving forward, but mostly because of his efforts. And so I don't know if it's your office that I would follow up with that, or if it's our office just saying, if we have a stance on that, but I hadn't ever been asked this of another county before. So, and I just spoke with them and got the email this week, so.
Well, I think it's worth shaking the bushes about. I really do. I think it's well worth it. I was just kind of going over some of the information. It was ironic that 20 years after they built that dam, and they stayed with their mandate for 20 years and then stopped. From that point on, they haven't. It was like the mandate expired, and I don't know if we've looked into that. I'm sure that
it has not expired.
Okay, because it was just odd that it would be that day, you know, that period of time, and all of a sudden it just quit. Like it was, oh, we said we would keep that, produce this many fish for 20 years, and then the river will have recovered and get used to the dam being there, and spawning grounds would be replaced, and blah blah blah. And we'd send it back to natural fish and everything would be fine. That is just odd that I didn't, I'm sure that somebody, hopefully, that didn't get this far with having something deep in the bowels of the hidden earth that said they were done. They, you know, Corps of Engineers promised to do it for 20 years. That was it. I didn't know that. So it was just something that I just found it odd that it was right at close, very close to 20 years. They also know. It was like they just turned their back on that fish hatchery, and I see what he's saying. You know, if it's still in place, everything's still in place, that hatchery is still supposed to produce, what is it, 127,000 fish or whatever it is every year put in the river, then they certainly do. There, I would say they owe us some serious, serious money.
The next steps are lawsuits and actually sending Army Corps of Engineer a bill for the amount different than what they produce for us.
Right, but I think we're on the right path, and I'm pushing forward with it. I think you're saying that we need to, you know, show our support so that in Oregon that it passes through Oregon's House and Senate. And then you said you've got some interest in it at the federal level. So.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Curry County's ask?
Which is to help pay for his time so far? Do we have a price tag?
They want each county for the full project to put in $5,000 each.
I don't think that's out of context, but we've got a man with the glasses back there. We'll probably find out. Say so. I would be in favor of that. Because there's what, four counties, did you say? Four or five?
Three. Jackson, Joseph, and Curry.
So a total of 15. Is what his ask is?
Yeah, that each county put in
five.
Their portion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I wouldn't be against, opposed to that. He's done a lot of work. He had a really good presentation in here. Very convincing. He's just one of the guys that just happened to catch it in what they read on it. And
essentially, it would be hiring him essentially as a lobbyist.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. Do I need to make a motion?
You could.
I move we allocate $5,000 to Steve Byerlin.
Yeah.
For his efforts regarding Lost Creek Dam fish hatchery, coal fish hatchery.
I'll second that so we can have further discussion. So Curry County has been heading up the charge as far as following up with we took a joint letter, Curry County, Josephine County, to D.C., advocating for the lack of production that the coal fish hatchery is doing and the Army Corps of Engineers' negligence, and that they have themselves identified $12 million worth of damages to the fish hatchery that are not allowing it to operate it, function appropriately. So there's also a House bill, I'm gonna lose the number here, I keep forgetting to say it.
2379?
Something. That, hold on, I got it right here. Yeah, 2379. That we're trying to deal with at the state level while still dealing with the federal level. Curry County has asked us to join them in Jackson County and putting $5,000 each to cover the cost of Steve Ireland, who's put most of the information, all the lobbying on behalf of it, and following up and all that. And so there's a motion for us to support that effort, and we're in further discussion.
Great. Sorry I'm late. I got stuck in the mining meeting.
That's important, too.
Yes, it was. What item number are you on?
Items, matters from commissioners. This, I didn't get back to the office until 5 o'clock yesterday. And I was emailed late by Schmelzer with a request. It was a phone call from Commissioner Pash.
Is Douglas County in there anywhere at all?
No, it's our Rogue River.
It's the Rogue River, right? You know, as it goes down through.
Doesn't make it up to them.
Doesn't make it up to
they
Douglas
don't
at
get
all.
A claim our river.
Okay.
Sorry, just kidding.
They're living Umpqua.
Yep. Yep. Living we can use theirs, but the Rogue is ours.
Okay.
I would like to get some documentation further, and I did forward you the email from Julie, but...
Okay.
Is this the same resolution that they passed?
Say that again?
Is this the same resolution they passed?
That's Jackson County's resolution adopted for Josephine County. We've put that off for 1 week so that we can come back after you've had time to read it.
Gotcha.
So, the FOIA request for mining, we agreed to... go forward with that.
Yep.
And so now we're on additional matters from commissioners.
And it sounds like you're ready to move forward on that one as well, because we want to support that.
We do need to support it. It is an important thing. We have bipartisan support on that. It's a local industry thing and needs to get going. I balked at the process, but I also needed to bring it to you guys and not just me having the response. So. Mm-hmm. If you'd like further information, I could try to get them.
Nope, I feel caught up.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion and a second to support the cost for the efforts on the both the federal and the state level for the advocacy for getting the Coalfish Hatchery and the Lost Creek Dam fish habitats up to speed and back to where they need to be.
Is there anything in there about paying past damages for what they haven't done? Is that going to be a lawsuit?
We should talk about that at a future agenda item when we can get the documentation and get it on the agenda.
Okay. For right now, let's leave it right.
Right now, it's just the lobbying efforts. Okay, so all those in favor say aye.
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 Hesitantly aye. So the motion carries. All right, so any other items that should be brought before legal and...
Who logistically should engage with Curry? You want me to just contact Curry and... see if they have an IGA and or an invoice.
Yeah, let me follow up with you after the meeting, and I'll get you up to speed with what my conversations were and kind of try to get you what information I have.
Sounds good.
And unfortunately, I just got back late enough from the meetings yesterday that I couldn't find you because I was going to try to get you up to speed yesterday, and I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So no time like the present. Okay. Okay, were there any other items? I'm sorry.
Not for me.
Okay, so we're going to move forward towards executive session. So today is Tuesday, April 9th, 2019. It is now 2:19 p.m. Josephine County Board of Commissioners will now meet in executive session for the following agenda items. Item 4A is amendments to lease agreement for county real property at the Illinois Valley Airport with Siskiyou Smoke Jumper Base, and amendment to building sale contract, ORS 192-660-2E. Item 4B, notice of tort claim, estate of Mary Stone, ORS 192-660-2H. Item 4C, county real property, ORS 192-660-2E. Item 4D, federal lawsuits, ORS 192-660-2H. Item I, AFRC et al. Versus BLM District Court Case Number 116-CV-01599. 2I is Association of ONC Counties versus Ned and Zinke, Case Number 116-CV-01602. 3I, AFRC versus USA and Soda Mountain Wilderness Council, case number 117 CV 00441. And, oh, I guess I'm reading that wrong. And item four, sorry. I don't have my glasses on and I'm not thinking straight. AOCC versus Trump et al., 117CB00280. Item 4E, confidential memo regarding Allen Creek Road jurisdictional authority. Item 4F, confidential memo regarding authority and liability for of county for fire regulation ORS 192660-2F. Approved representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, we will return to open session. Welcome the audience back into the room. The recorder will now be turned off at 2:21. We're back in general session at 4:57. Running through, we are gave instruction for staff for follow-up on a lease agreement with Ivy Fire. We were notified about the tort claim. We are going to be following up with just pursuing next steps with the real properties. We got an update on the federal lawsuits. Commissioner Fowler is going to reach out to the city for the next steps of discussion in the Allen Creek project and discussion and ongoing with the fire regulations.
Yeah.
Item number five, any additional subject matters from commissioners?
No.
Okay. No. So with that, we're adjourned at 4:58.